Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So joining us now to talk about reaction to the State of the Union and possibly to talk about the death that we learned this morning of Howard Zinn, the historian who wrote the People's History of the United States, is a linguistics professor from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and noted critic of the American political system, Noam Chomsky. Good morning, Noam.
Hi.
First of all, what is your reaction to the last writing of Howard Zinn, the historian, who described Barack Obama as potentially a mediocre president in his last written words in The Nation magazine, and that a mediocre president at this time in our history is very dangerous?
I think he's correct. It's Barack Obama is proving to be what I think should have been anticipated. Intelligent man, you know, speaks lucidly and well, but fundamentally familiar centrist Democrat, close ties to the financial institutions that were, in fact, the core of his support. We can see this in the policies that came out. State of the Union address, which Howard didn't have a chance to hear, it was shortly after his sudden death, had some reasonable ideas in it. Makes sense to help community banks. It's a little ironic after the huge, basically giveaway to the major banks, which have made them even bigger and richer and more powerful than before, and more prone to disaster because of the continuing government insurance policy, which gives them perverse incentives. But nevertheless, he's right to say that a tiny fraction of the money that was poured on them should be given for community banks who really work for people who need it.
Well, Noam Chomsky, let me ask you sort of a specific structural question here, because, I mean, yes, Barack Obama, I think you can accurately describe as a centrist Democrat, at least he's trying to position himself as so. Yet with all of the increased engagement of voters in the last election, plus the mandate that Barack Obama apparently was given, how come that doesn't encourage less of a centrist and more of a coherent program directed by a single leader?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, I'm not surprised. I mean, even before the primaries, just using his website and his background and his speeches, I wrote about this and said this is what we should expect. And if you look back at his campaign, he really didn't promise very much. I mean, the slogans were hope and change, but it wasn't very clear what the change is going to be and what the hope is for. And in fact, you know, any campaign manager, including McCain's, in fact, who looked at the polls at that time, would pick as his slogans hope and change. I mean, you had 80% of the population thinking the country's going the wrong way. If you're the PR agency that's running a campaign, how are you going to present it? Well, you know, Obama presented it better, but there was very little of any that was specific, and those few things that were more or less specific, he pretty quickly pulled back from. I mean, the health care is a perfect example. I mean, he sort of gave the impression that he was going to be in favor of a health care program that was more or less in line with what a large majority of the population wanted, some form of national health care. I mean, the population has been for a national health care program called single payer for decades. Okay, that dropped very quickly. Then comes the reduced version of it, the public option. Well, you know, you look at the latest polls, the public is still strongly in favor of that.
No, I know that's dropped. That is certainly the conundrum and the puzzle, and I think you heard Barack Obama expressing his frustration about that. But the pullback also has some other names written on it, and they're in Congress. Noam Chomsky, thanks so much for that. Noam Chomsky, of course, linguistics professor at MIT and a critic and writer on political issues, joining us there from Cambridge, Massachusetts.